Hi, Sandra. So replying to your questions about when to sign the lease, the first day that it would apply with Mercury switching to Aquarius would be the 15th. It switches on the 14th, but it does so fairly late in the day. So I would rule that day out. But then the 15th, the Tuesday, that works fine. The 16th, Wednesday, is also okay, but after 1 p.m., because the moon is void, of course. Up to 1 p.m. Thursday the 17th is fine. Friday the 18th, but before 3 p.m. because at 3 p.m. the moon goes void. Saturday and Sunday, 19 and 20, are fine in case they sign leases on weekends. The 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those are all fine. The 25th, which is a Friday, after 8:30 a.m. because prior to that, the moon is void. Then the 6th, the 26th, pardon me, the Saturday is fine. The 27th, Sunday, after 10:45 a.m. And then the 28th, which is a Monday, up until 6 p.m. when the moon goes void. And on your question about the Saturn and Uranus, the main concern is the Saturn, and the main concern becomes this year. Uranus is active both years, but in 2023, it's mostly Uranus and much less Saturn, right? So this is the year when both of them are active. And this is when it's especially important, as well as very fruitful, to do a lot of self-work in the manner that we were discussing, particularly if you get into things like that breath practice, and you begin to work on yourself to tune your body energy so that your mind functions better, so that everything feels like it's progressing and getting more and more clear. This is where Saturn is most useful. It's completely, I'm not going to say useless, but it's pretty counterproductive to think of these planets as things that are out to get you, because once you start doing that, they will, basically, unless, of course, you play the games our former president plays, where you are deliberately living a life full of lies and criminality. Then, of course, you're going to attract social forces pushing against you. But in a normal citizen's life, the idea is to just do your best, work on your own body, mind, energy, and things will always improve. In particular, because this relates so much to health, you would then say health is one of the best things anyone can work on, because if one feels good, not just health like being alive and surviving, but health in the sense of well-being, of feeling an ongoing sense of harmony, this is probably the best focus for one's meditation practice, a way of constantly auto-suggesting to oneself, praying, pulling in, intending, affirming, concentrating on creating a body and mind that are healthy, present, and harmonious. And then everything else will follow, because that state itself begins to guide you and begins to provide direction, as to what to do. And I even think it goes further, because in my own experience, I noticed that the more I tune my body and mind that way, things just seem to happen. It's as though the universe becomes a friendly place, and there is a lot less struggle, and my own actions become wiser. The response to my actions is better. It's almost like tapping into one's lucky streak or lucky self. And so, from that vantage point, if you're doing consistent work on yourself, always trying to improve the way you feel, you are honoring Saturn, or doing what Saturn requires, if you want to look at it a bit more from a perspective of discipline. And then the Uranus energy, that is meant to be an awakening energy that takes you to higher levels of understanding, higher levels of individuality, higher levels of expressing your uniqueness, something unusual that everyone has within themselves. that is the way it's meant to work, where it can go off the rails if a person is living more unconsciously and they're not paying attention to the harmony of their body and mind, then Uranus can deliver shocks where you get unexpected events, you know, that rattle you, which they're actually trying to wake you up to get you to take a better course, right? But those tend to be a lot more limited in the case where you have cultivated a good level of harmony. All right, I hope that's useful. The main thing is to worry less and practice more. You know, that's the key, is that all of these practices, all of these efforts are meant to get better and better at bypassing that, you know, persistent monkey mind that all human beings have almost by default, where the mind is constantly moving around, thinking of the past, thinking about the future, worrying, fretting, anxious. All that stuff is completely useless. Whole idea is to develop more and more calm, more and more present moment energy, filled with either peace and harmony, where you're doing absolutely nothing, or filled with intention toward the actual outcome that you want. And of course, the secret is to do it in a way that is relaxed, because if you think of these things as, you know, like a really ambitious project where you have to be driving yourself constantly all the time, that also doesn't work very well. It's the idea that you do it gently, firmly, and persistently, with an eye and an ear and a feeling toward calm and toward harmony. And so then, in a sense, you could say you're already there the whole time. You've already reached your destination, because the destination is to feel that way. But at the same time, you feel free to create things from that place of peace and harmony that you're creating within your own body and mind.